Welcome back to InDef Podcast, hosted by Barry Marz. Season 3, Episode 1, featuring Larry White. Enjoy the show.
Peace, peace, peace. Everyone, welcome back to the InDef Podcast. We are in Season 3. Crazy to even say that, Season 3. I got a very special guest. I will preface that a lot of my podcast format I got from this guest right here. So go ahead and introduce yourself, Mel.
What's up, guys? It's Larry White. Definitely shout out to Barry Marz, man. I appreciate you. I like when you started doing the whole podcast thing, I was like, wow, that's cool. Cause like I got like somebody else. Cause I didn't like when I first started, there's like one or two other people that I seen, but like someone as close to me as you, I was like, wow, that's dope. I was like, that's definitely cool.
Nah, no doubt. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Without further ado, let's get into it. Let's get into these questions, man. This is going to be fun.
All right.
So if you had to pick an artist from your high school freshman year to debut now, who would it be and why?
So an artist, like, famously?
Yeah.
To debut from, like, what do you mean?
One that came out when you were a freshman in high school to debut now and why?
Trying to think what year my freshman year was. Man, I don't know if Drake, honestly, it might not be Drake. He might have been a little bit sooner, but definitely I would like to have Drake debut. I mean, he might have not came out my freshman year, but definitely he's one of my favorites.
Okay, why would you want Drake to come out now as opposed to when he came out?
Because I feel like the younger generation would definitely appreciate him more and his music more now than they did back then. Because I think people don't really appreciate rap music as much as they should. So I feel like if he came out now and kind of made a big splash like he did back then, or even sooner, people would appreciate him now.
Facts. I feel that. All right, next question. I'm excited to ask you this question. All right. So imagine you are an NBA GM and you have the ability to build your own starting five. Current players only, who are you picking?
Okay. So point guard, I'm going to have to go with Curry. Shooting guard, oh, man, that's tough. I'll probably have to go with Clay. Small forward would be LeBron. Power forward would be Giannis, and then center would be Embiid.
That's a good starting five. That's a good starter.
That's a good question. I like that question a lot.
Thank you. All right, so next question. Talk about your podcast and plans for the podcast for the future.
So I took a break for a while because I kind of wanted to like find myself a little bit and see where I wanted to go with it. Mm-hmm. So recently we just got back into it, and me and Amari, I know you know Amari, we got our own show called Weekly Talks. We're going to try to get that up and going a little bit and get a lot of viewers. And then I'm going to kind of branch off and have both and go back into like the separate interviews, like how you do it. Mm-hmm. But as far as right now, I want to have an audience, and I want to be able to like have a big influence on people. And I just want people to like feel comfortable listening to my podcast and be like, wow, this guy's podcast like really just made my day. Like how you're like, I've listened to yours and I'm like, wow, this is crazy. Like it really just made my day. Like the questions you ask, like that's what I want.
Dope. That's what's up. Now off the podcast, I got to give you some networking, you know, opportunities as far as podcasting, because I've been like researching and I actually found some.
Okay, for sure. Yeah, definitely.
All right. So, okay, this is going to require a lot of thought, this next question. So, 3-word advice you would give to your younger self, and elaborate on that advice.
Just in general advice I would give my younger self?
Like 3-word advice, like, for example, like for me, I would probably say, take your time. Like 3-word advice.
3-word advice for me would probably be, don't listen to others. Cause I feel like I have a big problem with listening to other people and having them an influence on what I want to do. And I definitely need to listen to myself before I listen to anybody else outside of like family and friends, like close people. I definitely need to take my own advice instead of listening to other people.
Nah, facts. I feel that. I was just recently talking to someone about that, man. Cause like this is, I will say this, like, a lot of times we have to validate ourselves, you know,
right?
Because other people, they see, they automatically see the gift that we have, but it doesn't matter, because, like, you know, when you're in these spaces where all you have is yourself, you have to validate yourself, you know, because the people that already have validated themselves, they're not going to validate you, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you have to do it yourself.
You got to, that's facts, bro.
Facts. All right, so next question. Pick two songs that best describe yourself as a person and explain why they best describe you.
Ooh. That's a good one, man. Crap. I'm trying to think. Oh god, what was that? Oh, okay, so I listened to, I don't know who, I forget the name of the artist, but have you ever heard of the song Hall of Fame? It was kind of like, it was a while back. It was a couple years ago.
That
I can't remember who made it.
Hall of Fame.
That one. So my dad used to, like, when I was growing up, I'd play, like, when I was playing basketball and everything, he used to say that song reminded me of me. So, like, I love that song a lot. And I feel like that song just kind of, like, describes my work ethic in a way.
Right.
And then probably one more. Have you ever heard of the song See You Again by Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. That one just hits the heart, because I feel like definitely with, like, my grandma and her passing, like, it just kind of like, it doesn't, like, it describes me in a way, because, like, how I miss her and all that. I would go with that one too.
Dope song choices for sure. All right. So next question, before I get you to plug yourself in. Who are your three dream guests for your podcast, and pick two questions you would ask them?
Three dream guests. I definitely want to have you ever heard of the YouTuber? His name's, he used to do GTA gaming videos. His name was Expert Thief. I'd like to meet him, because I used to watch him all the time. Expert Thief. Definitely Kobe Bryant. And probably Michael Jordan. And two questions I would ask. Two questions I mainly want to ask would be like, how do you deal with, you know, like, how do you deal with not wanting to give up? Because, you know, you guys have reached so much in life. Like, how do you deal with not wanting to give up and reaching towards your dreams?
Right.
Definitely.
Those are solid questions, man. Thanks, bro. I probably would ask something similar for real.
Yeah, sir.
All right. So go ahead and plug yourself in. Anything you have coming up and anyone you want to shout out, go for it.
All right. Shout out to Barry Mars for one. I appreciate you finally. I'm glad we got this, bro. I was so hyped for this the whole time. I'm glad we got this time. Shout out to my parents, my family, my friends, Otis, Hoodie Kai, Amari, all the work homies. Just shout out to all them. Go check out Larry White. Stay tuned for the weekly episodes and stay tuned for all that. And keep checking out the In-Def podcast, man. It's gonna be big, bro. I'm telling you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for joining the pod, bro. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. In-Def podcast, season 3, episode 1. Y'all take it easy. Peace.
Yes, sir. Peace.
We hope you enjoyed episode 1 of season 3 of In-Def podcast. Episode 2 coming soon. In-Def podcast.